This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Not forever, but it is today, and this is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Victoria Keevan, Kara Schillen. The world is full of all things Orlando. The shooter's wife told the FBI she tried to talk him out of it. What, when you heard that, Victoria, what was your first reaction? I always want to get people's first reaction, gut reaction, to hearing that the wife told him not to do it. But she was with him when he was casing out the joint. She was actually apparently with him when they picked up the ammunition, but she didn't do anything. So what happens to her? She become, I guess there are some police who believe she ought to be charged with something. I don't know what, aiding and abetting.
Yeah, that's what I heard last night in the news. My first reaction was, you stupid bee. That was you're a mother, and you helped this idiot do this. I was absolutely infuriated. It's like all the women who know their husband has a kidnapped child back in the shed. You know, you hear about that kind of stuff all the time. These women who help these men do these atrocious things, and I think they should absolutely be held equally responsible.
I loved him.
Well, then you can go
husband,
and sit in jail because you loved him
children.
So much. Yep. Then you can go sit in jail and think about him. That's what
I
think.
This guy was cracked. This guy beat up his first wife. He's gay. He's got a 3-year-old son. He's estranged from his wife, but yet he takes her around to, I don't know, proudly is the way to describe it. But she doesn't know he sits in a gay bar oogling guys. What kind of...
Right. For 10 years, they said. For at least a decade, he was doing that. He was seen at random gay bars all around Orlando.
Yeah. Okay. So, and then there's the Hispanic side to this. Isn't this gay... This gay bar was pretty much a Hispanic gay bar, wasn't it?
I read that that it was mostly Latino, but I think that was the neighborhood, maybe?
Yeah.
I'm not that familiar with Orlando.
Orlando is spread out, man. Since the Disney people came into Kissimmee and bought up all that land, it was Orlando. I remember when, the first time I ever flew into Orlando. And those of you who remember this well, you may chuckle with me. There was a warehouse that was the airport facility. If you go down the B line and you go into where the airport is now, there still is a small little building that's sort of out front. It looks like a place. Do you probably remember flying People Express in Newark? But the places, the way Newark was underbuilt for a long time until People Express put it on the map. Nobody flew into Newark for anything until People Express made it their hub. And they had these little shacks that were run. They were enclosed runways, if you will. You walk down these long alleyways to get to where the plane was. Well, in Orlando, they had this little building that looked like almost a storage facility, and that was the airport. And you could drive off what was the beginning of the B line, and you could just drive into and up to the airport facility, and get out and go in, get your ticket, walk out on the tarmac, get on a plane. That's how it was before Disney came to town. Disney came to town, you see this explosion. My God, you go into the Orlando airport now, takes you 10 minutes to get there once you get off the road, and you can kind of see it from the beeline. But getting there, so Orlando is in that area, is really thankful, they say, to Disney for coming in and recreating it, because that's what they did. They recreated it. They couldn't get rid of all the alligators and all of the other things that were there, but they've tried to put themselves... Although, here's something. that is extraordinarily weird to me. Yesterday, some 2-year-old kid got eaten by an alligator at a Disney hotel resort. What in the world? Do you get?
I'm sorry. I know that's tragic. I shouldn't laugh, but really?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. I'm looking at this. This has got to be a put on.
Right.
In this day and age, there isn't somebody with a gun that can go. We got guns everywhere. Every day this week, we've had shoot 'em ups. There's Orlando. There's the Walmart. There was the other thing that happened on Sunday or Saturday night, whenever it was. And we don't have anybody with a gun at this Disney resort to shoot the alligator before he eats the 2-year-old kid. Oh. Hello, what's wrong with this picture? How come nobody shot the damned alligator?
I'm dumbfounded.
Where do you go with that? Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Wow.
All right, anyway. So, meanwhile, back to all things Orlando. The FBI is trying to get into to Omar Mateen's phone, and they can't get in. So, well, let's see.
Well, you knew that was going to be the next thing. As soon as you heard that they had the phone, right. I was like, oh, great, here we go again.
Yeah.
So who's going to help? Phone. Who's not going to help?
This His cell phone runs on a Google Android system. Investigators have asked Google to help them crack it. So far, Google hasn't said a damn thing. So they may have to demand Google get the phone unlocked. And Google can tell them, like Apple did, pound sand, pal. We're not going to do it. If Google is smart, that's what they'll tell them. Let's see if they waffle or if they give in. Because
that's let's see if Google is nicer than Apple.
Yeah, right, under the circumstances.
Well, I mean, the wife is alive. I mean, in that sense, the wife, wouldn't she be able to give some sort of permission to have someone crack into the phone?
She knows what the code is. You know, there's no guarantee that I didn't see anywhere that she used the phone or that she even knew he had this phone.
Well, not that she knows the code, but that she could give permission.
Yeah.
Because
as, like, next of kin, she would have the authority to say, yes, here you go, you can access the phone. It would be like the same thing. If
they can't get into it, though, if they don't know, if nobody knows.
Well, they can get into it, but see, they can get into it, and they could get into the Apple phone all along, but they had no one who owned the phone. The police had it, and everyone else was dead. In this case, it might be slightly different because his next of kin, who's also an accomplice, is there and working with authorities.
Help us open up the phone, or we're going to send you to jail. That's
might
the way
be different.
To work that one over. Yeah.
Yeah.
14 past the hour. This is the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Victoria and Kara. I think we've established that none of us drink coffee, right? You drink coffee, Victoria, you drink coffee?
No, I gave it up right before I joined the show.
Come here.
Which was really great timing.
I heard Doug Steffen doesn't want anybody on the air who drinks coffee. Kara,
I
you don't
smell
drink
it
coffee.
Through my neighbor.
Yeah,
who
no,
brews
she inhales the smell of it. No, I don't drink it either.
No, all right. Okay.
I have super beats every morning.
Exactly. That's where we're going with this. Thank you. This is a time for you to change getting that fake energy you get from caffeine to something that's true, honest, and good for your body. Although, you hear a lot of stories. I used to say to my daughter when she started drinking coffee, Megan, bad for you. Well, really, coffee isn't bad for you, but there's a lot of stuff that comes with it that is sort of gives you the jitters. I said that to Meredith in the morning, because she has a cup of coffee. Some people just like the smell of it, or they get, you know, they like it. Whatever it is, fine. But this is better. Superbeats better all the way around. Once, excuse me, you get onto Superbeats, it will change your life forever. I do not say that. Those are not empty words. It will change your life. Because unlike coffee, Superbeats is a functional food. It is going to help your circulation. Loaded with dietary nitrates, help produce the nitric oxide, which opens up your arteries, brings down your blood pressure, keeps it normal, gets blood to your muscles, to your brain, to all of your organs. Just what you want. When you need the energy in the morning, you want to wake up, rise and shine, get at it. You're going to have, there's two opportunities to use these products during the day. Neo 40 is an encapsulated teaspoon of the powdered sugar beets that you, super beets that you put into a glass of water. Maybe you do it in the morning if you want, because it takes 20 minutes to really get into action. A lot of people do the Neo 40. I did it already this morning. Take a capsule, put it on your tongue, immediately absorbed into your system, and wowie, within seconds, you can feel the rush of blood and gives you more energy, more stamina. So you get the same thing with both products. It just takes longer with Super Beets. It's packed, though, with electrolytes, antioxidants. Mix it in water. I put mine in a smoothie. It's a jitter-free way to start the day. Super Beets. Doesn't taste like those horrible vegetable drinks. Ugh. My God, you drink those, that kale. Meredith puts kale in her protein drink. Ew. And she gives it to me. I drink it because I want to be a good boy. But whew. Anyway, the mild berry flavor you'll find will appeal to your taste buds, but what will appeal to you more is how healthy it is for you. So let's get on it. Super Beets. Call 800-655-4183. Be like all of us here on the Good Day program, including the doctors that are associated with the program. They say, from different points of view, this is spectacular. 800-655-4183. Mention Doug Steffen. You get a 30-day supply with your first order. You'll get, I think, the orders are 3 months' supply, so you get four instead of three. You get a book explaining beets, how they work, free shipping, the whole deal together at 800-655-4183. You'll be thanking me as soon as you get it, and as soon as you say, I don't want you to thank me, I just want you to use it, enjoy it, get the benefits from Super Beets. 800-655-4183, 800-655-4183, or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Hey, Dad. Ready for golf?
Hi, son. I'm not sure I'm going to make it today. My arthritis is acting up this morning.
Dad, have you tried Blue Emu?
Have I tried what?
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Works fast, penetrates deep, relieves pain in your achy muscles and joints.
But I don't want to smell like a medicine chest.
You won't. Blue Emu's non-greasy and odor-free.
In that case, let's play 36 today.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Bobby, you here again?
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I could finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dub Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
It's go time at your local Victory Motorcycle Dealer, the home of modern American muscle. Get into the saddle of the most powerful American V-twin motorcycles with special offers through the month of June, including a $1,000 trade-in allowance, plus up to $2,000 customer cash on select cruisers, baggers, and touring bikes. Ready, set, it's go time right now at your local Victory Motorcycles Dealer or online at victorymotorcycles.com. Offers valid in U.S. and Canada, subject to credit approval, and valid on new 2013 through 2016 models, good through 6/30/16. Certain restrictions and exclusions apply. See dealer for details. Never drink and ride.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, a three-pack of Smooth Move medium boxes is $12. Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 6/25/16.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Korean change at the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. This is Lady Gaga in the background. Yesterday, she broke down whilst reading the names of the 49 people who died in Orlando. She was speaking at a vigil last night. Thousands of people attending the memorial, which was outside City Hall in L.A. She took to the stage to address the crowd. She read some of the names during the rally, but she started to cry as she mentioned some of them. She told the crowd that the massacre was an attack against humanity itself. I think that's the best overall. It's not, people say, oh, it's an attack against gays or it's an attack against America. Nah. It's an attack against humanity. I think
I agree.
What she said is the most apt, frankly. So afterwards, she tweeted to her, she got 60 million followers on Twitter. Good God.
Yeah, I think she has the second most following on Twitter. Second biggest.
Wow. My God. Anyway, she said, quote, or wrote, ignore voices that aim to divide us. This only leads to more violence between people. We must unite as humans where we are all the same. Yep, there's a... I'd be happy to repeat that as many times as anybody will listen to it. And then the second part of my story with Lady Gaga is that I used to have a cow named Gaga. Most of you know that I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. And there was this, and I don't even know, I remember the kids, when Gaga first became popular, which would have been, what, 10, 11 years ago? 12 years ago? How long ago? It's at least that long ago. Does this cow go back that far?
She's 30 now, and I think she was like 22 when it started, so like 8 years. Yeah.
Okay. Well, as she became popular, I've named all my cows. I had hundreds. I've had hundreds, maybe a couple thousand cows that I've owned over the years. And I always named them all, and we all knew them. We all raised them as if they were our own, like dogs, like cats.
That's so cute.
I remember Gaga was a what is called a brindle. You know what a brindle dog looks like?
Yeah.
Dog. Have you ever seen pictures online of Frankie Brendan's dog? He's a brindle. And so I had this cow was a brindle, and she had a horn. We have all the horns removed when they're just calves. And so this cow with her horn wasn't completely removed, so we let it grow, so there's a little bit of a stub. And it was actually quite amusing to look at. She was a huge
like
cow.
Like a unicorn.
Kind of, a little bit, yeah. But she was a very gentle cow.
Aww.
And for whatever the reason, I walked into the barn, and I saw this cow, and Gaga was just getting to be popular. I said, there, Gaga, name that calf Gaga. So we had a cow named Gaga. And she was around for quite a long time. Lady Gaga.
Aww.
And the story of her being involved in the vigil. Most every major city, I think, has had a vigil for these victims. Okay.
The Stonewall Inn here in New York City is now a shrine. It's thousands of
really?
People showed up. It's really gorgeous. Yeah. Yep.
All right. Another bit of good news from the world of music. Beyonce. This had nothing to do with what happened in Orlando. I'm asking the question. She raised $82,000. Did she do a performance, or she just she raised $82,000 to help the Flint water crisis victims? But I'm not sure how she did it. She's on tour, I know that. But did she just take money out of the tour and decide to give $82,000 to help these people? I think maybe that's the story.
I don't know. I mean, she has done, I think she designed a T-shirt or some merchandise that she sold. Yeah.
That could be it. Yeah, right. All right. Well, however she raised the money, she presented a check yesterday to the city of Detroit, or city of Flint, rather, to help. You know, she's the only one. I don't know what the heck the state's doing or what the locals are doing, but she did something. $82,000 to help buy water and filters and stuff for people in Flint is kind of a cool thing. So that's good news from Beyonce and her camp. 28 past the hour here on Good Day.
Pay close attention because you are not a multitasker. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. For some people, it's an astounding fact to learn that human beings don't actually multitask. When it comes to paying attention, what the human brain can do is shift back and forth from one thing to the next very rapidly. In other words, although we can shift our attention quickly, what we cannot do is focus on more than one thing at a time. This is why texting and driving is so dangerous, for instance, because every second you're texting, you're not focused on driving. The same is true in communication. When you're preparing what you're about to say next, you're not fully paying attention to what is being communicated. At the end of the day, we cannot listen and speak at the same time, but we sure can speak effectively when we take the time to listen. For more on how paying attention can help your communication, visit drchristianconti.com.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Vacations are a time for something more. More time to relax with family and friends. More memories to make. And now, Vantage's family of brands is giving you more hotels and rewards. From America's and Canada's Best Value Inn to Country Heart's Signature, Jameson, and Lexington, Vantage has 1,200 hotels across North America to choose from. And our rewards program offers an instant 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. Go to Vantage.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My best friends, and I love you.
I love you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and I don't say that lightly. I'll send love to Joe Micheletti, who's in Bowling Green, Kentucky, listening to Good Day. How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? A lot of people following our constant Twitter conversation, number of things there, which would focus on some of the people in the news today. Get to that as we get. Speaking of people, I'm surrounded by good people. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. And a guy named Michael Kastner. I have only met him once. Radio guy. This is a small business. So most of us know each other. Most of us either know each other directly or certainly know who each other is or are. We know who each other is. I was making that. So I want to make sure the grammar is correct so none of the grammar police will take a shot at me when I take a shot at other people for not having good grammar. So Kastner does a program. I think he's in Oklahoma. I don't remember now. He did the afternoon thing for the Wall Street Journal for a while. He's been on the air for 15 years or so. Very good talk host. He's gay. You know me, I don't really care. He came out about 6 or 8 months ago, and I thought, why? Well, because he's passionate about it. And he doesn't want to. A lot of people who come out seem to come out because they want to legitimize their feelings. or they want people to know who don't know. And if it's important, fine. It doesn't make a difference to me. I don't care one way or another. The guy's a good radio person. It's like the same, my gay guy friend across the street is a real estate person. He's a very good real estate person. Has nothing to do with his being gay. He's good, but he's good at what he does. And then I know any a number of people. For some, it defines them. For others, it just is a part of their life. So anyway, Kastner, as a gay man, wanted to express himself on his radio program about what happened in Orlando. And of all the things that I have heard, and we've all heard a lot, you've watched some of this trivial tripe on television that passes for reporting, it's garbage. And then you've heard maybe some of the things. There are some radio people who are phony balonies who have gone down there and they want to interview people on the street, and that passes off as entertainment. I don't get that either. But when I listen to a guy like Kastner tell his story and relate, this is the word that is most important here. When you listen to him, you can get how he relates to what happened in Orlando. And for me, that's the best kind of conversation radio. So I will ask you to listen to this gentleman whose name is Michael Kastner. He's a radio talk host, and he's gay, and he tells of his feelings after Orlando.
What are you afraid of? No, really, what? Speak up. Don't shoot us. Talk to us. What are you afraid of? We don't bite. And no, we're not looking at you like a juicy steak or a shirtless James Franco. Really, you aren't all that. When the haters talk about gay people, they go right to the bedroom and sex acts. It's funny, actually, because those people seem really obsessed with men having sex with men. Straight guys, for some reason, give a pass to woman-on-woman sex, but men, well, they can't stop obsessing over it. The lady doth protest too much, methinks, as my old friend Bill once said. Now, you may not know any out gay people like me, and trust me, it took me a long time just to get where I am now. But you do know a gay person. Just might not know it. We are indeed your brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, moms, dads, best friends from childhood, bosses, employees, cops, soldiers, and on and on. If it's okay with you, let's walk out of that bedroom, okay? Because we're more concerned with being happy, being healthy. For me, having a child, paying bills, praying we can keep our job to provide for our families. I want love. I don't want you involved with my relationship any more than you want me involved in yours. Does this sound familiar? It should. We aren't any different than you. Stay with me. There's more. Why, you got a gay pride parade? There ain't no straight pride parade. Well, when it becomes illegal to be married to who you want to marry, when it becomes legal for someone to refuse service to you because of who you love, when it becomes legal for you to be fired for who you love, when your love becomes illegal with a death penalty, as it is in some countries, then by all means, have a straight pride parade. And guess what? I'm going to be there as your ally to stand with you and those you love. No,
wow.
We're not after your kids. If you want to know what one of those looks like, look in the mirror. The overwhelming majority of those busted are straight. You don't believe it? I know. Facts can sometimes get in the way of opinion and beliefs. You feeling oppressed? Your religious liberties being trampled on? Huh? Try this on for size. We're exhausted. Many of us survived a plague, AIDS. But we still saw loved ones dying an agonizing death while we stood by helplessly. Through years, we have been beaten, arrested, fired, thrown off roofs because of who we love. For me, it was decades in the closet hiding who I was for so many reasons. While there have been so many chinks in our armor, there have been victories. You can't do to us what was once done to black folks in the 60s, at least here in Oregon. Claim in the name of Jesus, you don't have to serve us. And we can get married now. And I know my company won't fire me for being gay. And now this. We might have been fooling ourselves. We have no armor. The hate that we have dealt with throughout our lives has come to this mass murder of gay people. Don't want to hear that, right? It's ISIS. It's the Muslims. Oh, wait, I forgot to mention. A guy was busted armed with weapons and explosives who wanted to do harm at the L.A. Pride Parade. I don't think he was a Muslim, but he was a refugee. He was from that terror haven of Indiana. He was out to hunt people like me, gay people. This was a targeted attack and mass murder of gay people. As the president said yesterday, the shooter targeted a nightclub where people came together to be with friends, to dance and to sing and to live. The place where they were attacked is more than a nightclub. It is a place of solidarity and empowerment.
I thought that his take on this was very compelling, frankly. Michael Kastner is the name I met when I said Oklahoma. He used to work there. He works in Portland now.
So well said.
Called Alpha. Yeah, he's a smart guy, and he has passion, and he has the right, the ability, the means through which to express himself. And so many of the things he said are things that we probably all can agree on. And we ask ourselves, why? What are you worried about? What's the matter with it? So he's gay. Who cares? I know you care. Some of you do. Well, there's caring on both sides. Caring that sometimes goes a little far. On both sides, I think I would apply his me thinks thou dost protest too much. The people who are homophobes who talk about things like this that get so carried away with a gay lifestyle. And then the other side of it is the people who are gay who just go way beyond. This guy's reasonable. I think I've seen some of these spokespeople. And then people might say to me, well, if you went through what they've gone through, you might have the same point of view. You know, you're right, I might, because I'm not there.
That's
I just know
that
I'm... Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, that's the thing that I don't understand. At some point in this country, we lost all ability to empathize. We have no empathy anymore. You know, it's the old, I remember being a little kid, and people saying, oh, it's an old Native American thing, you know, until you walk a mile in someone else's shoes. Like, that's something that you teach little kids, and then somewhere along the line, we've all lost that. And not all of us. But I try to empathize, and I think about all the time. When someone says, oh, this transgender thing isn't an issue, well, what if you were in that position?
Okay,
what if you were denied who you really are?
Let's take it back just a step, back a notch. If, in fact, we were, as you're not suggesting we're bad, there are some of us who are not good, but think about, or I think about it, I'm not going to tell you what to think, but I'm going to put you in a place that maybe give you some perspective. I have lived through all of this stuff. I have seen it all change. All change in my mind for the better. And the mind of the people that I know. And it goes back to even the discussion of abortion. I mean, all of the things that I listened to as a child and grew up around, the prejudices and the things that I felt uncomfortable about, and I never knew why. I was taught to be a sensitive person. But it was because of my involvement in the animal kingdom, on the farm. All of farm life is really easy. It's interesting to watch everybody or everything on the farm sort of live, and they let live. Or, you know, if you get too close to a pig, a pig's going to tell you, you know, chase you out of the pig pen. And a bull's going to chase you out of the bullpen. But there is a basic core to life about what we learn by what we're exposed to. And apparently I was exposed to a lot of things that were different from what my father's beliefs were. I can't tell you I know what my mother's beliefs were about race or even religion. I knew what hers was, what her preferences were, but I don't know how she felt about any of this other stuff because she never expressed herself. My father did in subtle ways. And he was a little bit of a racist. But not outrageously so. He just, that's what he grew up around. He grew up in South Boston in a gang, for God's sakes. And they, you know, you get shot in Southie if you're black when you were my father's age as a kid. So anyway, what I grew up around was being tolerant. I was not taught. I just learned that nothing made any difference to me about race, color, religion, all that stuff meant nothing to me. And so as I've watched the rest of the world sort of come to that, we are so much further along. Black people can actually use the same toilet as a white person. When I was a kid, you couldn't.
And that's unfathomable to me. That is unfathomable.
In my lifetime, in the service of our country, black men couldn't go to the same latrine in the Korean War that white men did. And so you see that change. And then people being able to vote in the 60s and gay people coming around in the 70s and the 80s and 90s as people get married to people that they love. All of that stuff has changed. So we can want it to be better. But I will tell you, for both your experience, both Victoria and Kara, it is a whole lot different now than it was before you were born. And even in the 30 or so years that you've been around, it has changed so dramatically. Do we have a long way to go? Yeah, most of us think that we could progress. I said this yesterday. Well, and I said it in a conversation with somebody, but I said it this morning. And Kara may have heard me, but it was sort of a quick throwaway conversation and not meant to be. I am not a fan of the current regime. Most everybody who listens to me knows that. But I was horrified yesterday that in our country, in the United States of America, my son, who flew to Atlanta yesterday to pick up a car to drive to Asheville, North Carolina, to visit with his uncle and aunt and pick up some things that he's bringing up here for the weekend. He was driving through, and he took back roads for whatever the reason, and I don't know why he did, but I think he was trying to get away from some traffic, so he decided he had some time. He was driving up some back roads in South Carolina. He called me last night at 6 o'clock and said, "Dad, in the last 2 hours I've been driving through South Carolina, I went by 3 gun stores, and all of them had a picture of Obama." This is outside the store. He's driving by. There's a picture of Obama with a gun to his head and a circle with
the target
line through it. Yeah, as a target. I mean, this is America, for God's sake. It's 2016. So you're worried about this stuff. There are actually people who think that that's okay.
And you know what? I'm just going to say this because the right, I'm on the left, and the right loves to just never own up to this stuff.
If this was
a Republican president and liberals did that, you would never hear the end of it. But no one's talking about this except for you're mentioning this now. That no one ever talks about the blatant racism that this president has endured. It's blatant racism. It is. It just is.
I'm not disputing that it is, but what I'm saying to you is that in this circumstance, it wouldn't make any difference. It has not to do with him being the president. It has to do with him being black.
That's what I'm saying. If he was white, you wouldn't see those pictures.
No, but it doesn't have anything to do with Democrat or Republican. I think that gets used too much in these conversations. But it does have to do with him being black. And the appalling, there's a lot of reasons to not like what this guy has done. But to have to be taken literally a shot at him because he's black, that is so archaic.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got 3 or 4 states in this country, and people listening to me right now may be angry and say, "I'm never listening to that guy again." If that's the way you think, I don't give a damn whether you listen to me or not, frankly, because it's just wrong. There's nothing about the principle. You can hear us discussing things, and we can disagree without being disagreeable. I just did with Victoria. I don't agree that it's about him and being a Democrat or a Republican. My feeling is that it's because he's a black guy. And so, to give her some credence, most of the people who would support that kind of thinking will vote as a Republican and not
Absolutely.
Vote as a Democrat. So
yeah.
I'll give you that.
See,
15
we just
minutes
met
past
in the middle.
The hour and good day. Yeah, all right.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria,
and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
After the hour now on Good Dad's Tech Talk time, Victoria and I are going to rummage through Facebook and find out what there is that you ought to know about what's going on at Facebook. So do not. I'm not going to tell you to hold your breath, but hold your attention through the next few seconds of important information, and then we'll give you more important information about Facebook. And if we have time, the Apple thing. Yesterday, I got a kick out of the attention that was being given to iOS, and I got involved in a conversation in another radio program with somebody, and I used the term iOS instead of iOS. How about that?
There you go.
All right, more tech and more enlightening tech talk just like that in a moment here on Good Day.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Safety. Safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
All right, let's get to what's going on in Facebook. Deleting your backed up photos unless you download its Moments app. And it's not like you got a little bit of time. You got like 2 weeks. What caused
July 7th is the deadline.
All right, so what's the deal here?
This is something that a lot of Facebook users are not happy about. It feels very aggressive on Facebook's part.
Yeah, it looks very aggressive.
You have to literally go in and transfer. And if you've been a Facebook user for a long time, which most people have been, you have a big photo album that's either just been uploaded from your phone or you take pictures and you post them to Facebook immediately. All of those pictures that are not already backed up in your own computer or in the cloud, all of those pictures are going to be deleted if you don't go in and individually download them. Or you can upgrade to their Moments app, which is still being tested out. A lot of users are on the fence about it. But essentially, if you don't want your photos to go anywhere, you don't want to lose photos from 5 or 6 years ago, make sure you go in and download them and save them to your own hard drive. And then later on, if you want the Moments app, you can add that. But this is by July 7th. That is the absolute deadline. You're going to go in, log in, and all your photos are going to be gone. It's not fun. People are not happy about this.
Well, this is part of what happens. These people are basically a monopoly, in the manner of speaking, when it comes to owning a lot of these different ancillary things, these three or four big companies. Speaking of the big companies, can Apple Watch help you stay calm? There's a new app called Breathe. It's aimed at beating stress in just 60 seconds, so...
Or just
seconds.
Listen to this. Yes, my pulse is
cool.
Lowered.
Calm. I just took... You have to take a commentative after using Superbeats. All right, so how does this work?
So this is part of the new Apple design, of their new software, their iOS 10 that's coming out this fall. And a big focus with the Apple Watch is going to be on health. So the Breathe app gives you 60 seconds, walks you through deep breathing exercises, and they encourage you to do it a few times a day. And it monitors your heart, and it's going to be a diagnostic tool to help figure out your stress patterns and your breathing rate and your heart rate. So this is going to be a new app on the Apple Watch called Breathe, and they want to take the stress out of your day.
Breathe. Get rid of the tyranny of your boss. Just breathe.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.